from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie. What a handoff from AWOD. I'd love to know what AWOD's tailgating meal would be like. I know he is balling out big time with the 100-foot screen and, of course, all of the fruits of his labor. It is a heck of a lot going on. You can follow the Hokies on 99.1 today, of course, because the Nats game will be on 106.7 The Fan. Terps on Team 980. And this is... Man, this is a smorgasbord. For a college football fanatic and a football junkie, this is hard to beat. And I don't know if I can say it's overwhelming, but I like being overwhelmed by this. It is Max and you and AWOD, man. You guys were balling this thing out. It really is. I don't want to ever say it's too much, but I just love the overflow. I mean, especially coming off these NFL preseasons, no fault to anyone. It's just the way it is. I talked to World Grant over the weekend and Jerris White, two of my favorite teammates of all time, two gladiators, two champions. And, you know, we're all feeling the byproducts of all that banging. And so for these guys to play the game and maybe not end up as wrecked as a lot of we are, you know, it's good. But I can't wait for it. And the enthusiasm of college and seeing Nick Saban on game day, man, I don't know where you stand on this, Max, but game day is just what it has become. It's just crazy. And McAfee is a big, big jump hit on that. Seeing a young man kick a kick, looks like he's in the backyard, makes $50,000 on a kick. That fan interaction is second to none. And it really shows you all the traditions, the fire that we get out of college football. And then already the K-9 crew is at work all over the place, man. Terp, you know, we're trying to fill the shell at and. Out of College Park, Terrapins, Mike Loxley's crew getting after it today. And I don't even, Max, I don't know where to start with in terms of where your interest might be lying today. Are you either going to hit the bank, maybe need a Brinks truck to get you home tonight?
Yeah, bro, we're backing it up.
Or might you be spending the night?
We're backing it up. I'm getting just thoughts left and right. We have a caller on the line, Kevin, who has quite an upset alert for us.
Okay, let's get it. Let's get it. Because like I say, today, man, we're talking. This is almost like Olympics ping pong. This thing's got to go so fast because there's so many things going on all at once. So we just got to do it. We just got to play it as hot. Play it like hot ball.
Yeah, man. Fireball. Got to get our let's bets roll. In before all these kicks, kicks happen, man.
Let's do it, man. There are no rules to today other than good luck. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is a Big East beatdown on a Big Ten brother.
West Penn Virginia, State, are you talking
on the road. Yes, Mountaineers take the points. They're going to win.
Oh, man.
They're going to win outright. All right, I'm in.
What I would give to be there.
New coordinators, sketchy receivers, bad road team. And I went to Penn State.
You're lying.
I'm a Lion. And I'm preparing for the worst. I'm preparing for a 1988 Major Harris beatdown.
All right, Kevin, I just put in my picks on the Sportsbook app. So if it happens, I'm going to blame. If it doesn't happen, I'm blaming you.
Okay, but, like, I don't bet. I just call them.
Listen, I was there for a while, too, brother. I like it. I like the pick. I'm in.
Yeah, lock it in, load it.
Yeah. I'm in. Lock it and load it. Man, you have a good one, brother.
How lucky are we to be here on overtime? And you've got, not to mention, and Awad was throwing, he was hitting the radar gun today at a ride. 109?
Yeah, he was throwing heat.
He may hit 110. When he was talking, when he went to tennis, I almost had to pull over in the road and just take pen and pencil out. I said, no, let me just tape it. Because he went hardcore tennis. Because I was sitting there watching 3 hours, just mesmerized, watching. I can't believe how early we are in the process. The level of tennis that's on display was crazy. And there could be a rooster sighting. I love it how Awad mentioned he was trying to get the rooster on with him. Of course he's at the U.S. Open. Awad, where else would he be? He's a celebrity. Of course he's going to be at the U.S. Open. And that's why Zion was in his slot yesterday, because of course he's going to be at the U.S. Open. That's where all the big shots are. And, of course, Rooster would be there with the cock-a-doodle-doo going on. And the Irish tonight, I still say no matter what. Well, I guess, no, most intriguing. What is the most intriguing college game on the docket for me today? You didn't ask, but I'll just announce it. Clemson.
Of course.
Tigers. Tigers, who says, hey, man, we're not following the leader. We are the leader. We establish it the way we do it. We're not abandoning the high school system. We're not going with buy a team. We're not doing one of my companies that didn't get off the ground well was Rent-A-Jerk. I still believe in it. I just got a good change. I got to get Kevin Sheehan. I'm going to give him a different proposal when he gets back from his fourth vacation this year. So I'm going to resubmit it to him. I know it can work. Rent-A-Jerk is a great concept. But they're going against the grain. Now, you know that if it doesn't work, he's done. He's done. But if it works, because we can't necessarily say that the transfer portal and buy a guy and do all that stuff has really worked. Colorado Prime, they won. Now, they're going against a machine.
They won, right? But did they win?
Well, North Dakota State is a machine, and it meant the world to them. It was their Super Bowl. Yeah, they won because they won on a scoreboard. But in our minds, we don't think any different about them. It's almost proven the fact that the ultimate team sport, I think we can kind of agree on the fact that it's football. And you can go out and get 11 guys from 11 different states and whatever. You can pay them money, give them all Maseratis. It doesn't mean they mesh. It doesn't mean that it works. What'd you think about the Buffaloes?
See, I was at a concert, so I was not able to watch. Okay. Before the game even happened, I
please tell me that. Was Heavy Metal with you?
No, he was not. I was with a different heavy set friend. But I was thinking about it because that was the big premier game on Thursday that everybody was going to be watching. So yeah. I was thinking about it that day, and I haven't been a believer in Colorado, at least like until they show me that they can beat these teams. And North Dakota State is a perennial powerhouse in FCS and all that. So the spread was 9.5. Colorado was like the most bet on team, which shocked me. So immediately, I placed my money with North Dakota State, came out of the concert, another $40 richer, which felt really good, not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you you earned it. You definitely earned it, but it was North Dakota State came really close. Deion, whether or not he puts together a winning football team, that's yet to be seen. But from an economic standpoint, he moved the needle. That cannot be discounted. You cannot argue that fact. That place was dead before he got there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Absolutely.
He resurrected the dead. I mean, you're talking about a program. Now, for how long? We don't know.
Right.
Does he have two of the best players in the world on his team? Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. Yeah, he does.
And Wolf,
not my cup of tea. They throw way
too
much.
They throw a ton, dude. It's really
bad.
Oh,
my God. I mean, my God. I mean, I'm like, are we trying to, and I know this might sound ignorant, but it's better to be yourself and to be honest than to be calculated. Are we trying to manufacture a Heisman Trophy or win games?
I think that Deion would rather Shador get Heisman nods than Colorado win.
No, I got confused. I'm going, talking about beefier, we got all these folks up front, we got this, we got that. Well, then prove it.
Right.
Let's punch it, because North Dakota, they were not going to get punked. But he never turned it into a manhood issue. And I'm just thinking, well, what's it going to be like this week against Nebraska? What do you think the corners are going to try to do? I don't know. I'll be proved right or wrong this week. It was to be in a cliffhanger at home, and you got Heisman candidates, first round picks, and all that and some. You got all these pros, all these celebrities. You got all this stuff. That's it.
Yeah, 5-point
That's
win
where
at
we
home.
Go from. Now they were the worst up front last year, so maybe I'm being a little too hard on him. I'm going to back off, and that will be my first question to Dr. Holder, who joins us at the bottom of the hour. And we will get to the Commanders, but I'm going to leave that up to Donna Hopkins, who's on the beat, and she's all over it, man. Our crew, the coverage from all of the media has been outstanding this year. Listening, if you didn't catch, if you missed Grant and Danny this week and what they did with the front office, was it was just well done. So we've been, the station deserves a fun bunch high five. They've been all over it. We haven't had our guy John Booty on, who's all over the league and want to get his take on it. I know that you are playing today with Clemson, Georgia.
Of course.
This off the Canes and Gators. If you could be at one game live.
Easy. Easy.
At live. Okay, live. You're there, 50-yard line tickets. You've got, brews and burgers delivered to you. Valet parking. You got no problems.
Yeah.
Clemson, Georgia. Miami at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Irish at A&M. See? Trojans LSU. Boston College or FSU. What would it be?
So my personal pick. Because my brother did 4 years at the University of Florida, and I still have not managed to get to a game in the Swamp. So it would be yeah, I know. I'm aware. It's a problem that we are working to fix. But
no, you must have been in a romantic relationship. There had to be something that you can't say publicly.
There have been a few things here and there, but
That's what wisdom. See, there's some benefits. Lonnell Willingham. He won't give a brother credit for that, but there are some benefits to age and wisdom opposed to youth and enthusiasm.
I've been in the Swamp. I've never been there during a game, which is the whole issue. Because that type of atmosphere it's the pinnacle of college football. That is where I would want to be today, especially just for a local rivalry game. Like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Like, people, and it's we all know it's going to be a close game. And I mean, I think 50%, it's dead split 50-50 in terms of public predictions. And then the line is like 2.5 points towards Florida because that's just the home juice. But yeah, that is absolutely where I would find myself.
I'm with you. Denton Day, who is the producer of the Coach Sheehan show and also a up-and-coming college football star, also pregame. He does it all. Very talented. Got slapped this week in the chest. I don't know if you caught him.
Of course, I caught that.
He shut down the internet this week. I envy anybody that has college football assignments. Anthony Hoffman's producer, he's got a HBCU gig, so he's in Atlanta covering college. Is the most fun. It is. It's the NFL's the NFL, but college is unmatched because of what you described, and that's what Mike Locksley is now. He's vocal about it now. And I hope that the DMV responds to it. He's doing his part. They're bringing in, you know, the type of athletes it takes to win and be competitive in the Big Ten. We got to fill the shell. You got to give him that atmosphere because he's competing with kids that are being recruited by Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, blah, blah, blah. We all know Wisconsin. Everybody's in Minnesota. Everybody is juiced up at home. He can make it happen on the field when the players buy in, but he can't do that and sit in the stands too. Our high school, junior high, our football programs in the DMV are far too fruitful to not be able to go out and fill the shell. So I'm with him on that. And anything possible to create that atmosphere, help him with that atmosphere, help them with that atmosphere, and then the guys on the field, it makes a difference. It affects you. D. Kinsey, I see you. I know you there at opening day right now. Fear the turtle. And that's what it is truly all about, man. Community all the way, DMV. So exciting all the way across the board to be this juiced up about football, college football, all the way across the board, and know that you, I know my boy Eminem. I have, you know what? I probably should have reached out to him and added some security because he could just lose his mind today. This has got, I mean, how do you do this with one television in one room?
You can't, man. It's so hard. You got to be on the remote, like, constantly if you're doing it on one TV.
Yeah, this is the day you want to be in a studio environment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you just want to try to get in it. Because I don't want to say coaches on a hot seat, coaches under a little bit of pressure. But if at Ohio State you can be under pressure, winning 95% of the games every year, then what's going on in Penn State? I mean, do they just not expect to ever beat Michigan and Ohio State? But now with the 12 games opening up the bandwidth, opportunities to get in, what's your take on the Nittany Lions? Are we not harder on them, enough on them, or are we too hard on them?
See, they need to rise up to the expectations if we're going to be too, like, I don't know, softer or hard on them, because, like, they just haven't really beaten the competition that they need to beat in order to get anywhere. Now they just came up with a huge play, I think, against West Virginia. I think they turned the ball over or got a huge sack, which, you know, sickens me to my stomach considering the bet I just placed earlier in the show. But
well, it's young. Yeah,
it's a young game. You know, it happens. West Virginia's running off the field. Penn State. They aren't on the same. They're just not in the same college football tier as Ohio State, as Michigan. It's just they need to make that leap with this roster, and I don't think they've done that yet, and I don't know if they will be able to do it with who they've got at quarterback, but hey, we'll see. That's what the season's for.
Yeah, it is. It's Gus Johnson, former Bison. It is amazing to show you my age. We started together at doing Howard University games. Glenn Harris, Ron Harris, and it shows you, man. Time flies, whether or not you're ready for it or not. And the traditional uniform. See, that's what the thing I like about college. I you can cut on it to, you know who you're looking at. I am a traditionalist when it comes to the uniform. I hate it when people alter the uniform. I think it's a huge mistake you make because you detach yourself from the alumni. That's the one thing about Notre Dame that I appreciate it. I mean, it looks like the damn same uniform they had when Newt Rockne was there. That's what keeps you engaged. Penn State, I think it's awesome when they're in the white. It looks like they're in practice gear, but that's Penn State. And I think it would be the worst thing they could ever do was to upgrade or change their look. It'd be like the Buckeyes without the Buckeyes on the helmet. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite collegiate uniform?
That's interesting because I've been playing a lot of college football 25, so I've been getting a good look at a lot of the uniforms. But, like, and I'm going to sound like a homer here. I just can't get enough of the Florida Gators blue and orange. It's a beautiful set of colors that plays well off each other.
Who would ever think of that? Blue and orange, and yet when I think of, I know the Knicks call it orange and blue, but when you see it on their uniforms, it does pop.
Oh yeah, it
pops.
Pops like hell. I love it.
But I never would think about it.
It's true. It's not one of the ones that really like coming to, because when you think college football uniforms, like typically. Like you said, Ohio State, I think a lot of basic ones like Michigan and Penn State are also super iconic.
It's just basic. I mean, Nebraska's in. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to make a Glamour magazine, but that's what I like about it. I just like the Longhorn, the simplicity, the rust, the logo. Don't F with that.
Yeah. The gold helmets of Notre Dame are iconic. Like,
Just don't.
They know what their hallmarks are. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fart with that.
Right.
I mean, we in the NFL, obviously, we're the Liberace of the NFL. I've given up on that. Right now, I don't even mention that R's anymore. I just want to win. And I've said it all week. If we end up in polka dots, I'll wear polka dots. Just win.
I know.
We got so many issues that the last thing I want to be caught on air discussing is a look. When I'm in last place, I'm not doing that. I want to win, and I'll take it any way they decide to make me look, sound, whatever.
Yeah,
just for goodness
I get
gracious.
It. But at the same time, my counterpoint for that is you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. And but, hey, we've looked good
See,
for quite
young,
some
you
time.
You haven't been
and,
beaten down as long as I have.
Hey, 24 years of this, I've been beaten down, not nearly as much as you guys have, but –
But see, you haven't
down
been beat. You can't count the years that you were in your mother's arms.
Fair enough.
You were listening to her singing. You didn't give a damn about if it was first and 10.
Hey, the
you
second.
You guys, you and Linnell, Toby, you youngs, y'all add that emphasis in. You can't do that.
Fair.
You got to add. It doesn't count. It doesn't even start until you're conscious of it and you're in pain by it because you're teased. Which means high school.
No.
Junior high? You wore a Skins hat and you got teased in junior high?
Dude, my first Redskins jersey was a Patrick Ramsey jersey. Let's cool our jets on
okay. All right.
Yeah. So I've been around, like, when Sean Taylor died, I when I was in second grade, like, that crushed me, man. Like, me saying I was in second grade for that really dates me, but hey.
Yeah, no. Listen, this is real because it matters.
It does.
Those are memories that it matters so much. Haven't had major losses in my childhood because as good as the Lakers were, they lost. In the final, they lost far more than they won, but they were in it, but lost in it. You follow what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I hear.
All right, let's go to break on that because losing, but being in it is one thing, but you're still in pain. But those childhood things, they affect you, and you can't wait to have something to brag about. You know, like the Cowboy fans, they get to brag all regular season long. First break that we'll take. We won't hog the show. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget, Virginia Tech game is on 99.1 right now because we will have the Nats game on 106.7 and the Terps on Team 980. Back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really special day. College football going on it from game day on. Hokies are in the midst. Terrapins in the mix. And West Virginia Mountaineers and the Nittany Lions playing rumble ball. The ball's all over the place. Seems like neither quarterback seems to be comfortable receiving snaps. And again, without a preseason, they don't have those four games of preseason. So before you start getting on your high horse, remember that. Keith out in Maryland, welcome to overtime.
Yeah, that Nittany Lion fan from Virginia has been in Virginia too long. Penn State's going to roll.
Roll, like
Kurt Warner, roll.
They're rolling the football on the ground an awful lot, Keith.
They're rolling the ball on the ground right now like it's volleyball. So, but you know, it's early.
Well, maybe,
and again,
you know, Penn State has a really good women's volleyball. Maybe they just got confused.
Yeah. How about the quarterback situation? You know, Max asked me a question in a break. I couldn't answer to it. Why does it seem like, or does it seem to you that they have difficulty landing big-time quarterbacks?
It's always plagued Penn State. It goes back to the 70s.
Okay. So it's been an issue for all my life and then some. And we still have no fix for this.
And I don't. It's like quarterback controversy in the great District of Columbia. It's always going to be there. Don't know why, but sometimes you just have to. It is what it is. What it is. But Penn State will never be without a quarterback controversy.
You always get receivers. You got everything. O line, D line. You got everything.
The best quarterback they had, they let him go to Morgantown.
Yeah, that's a strange.
And Mr. Hossett.
Yep, that's a strange.
They want to turn the best quarterback they ever had. They want to turn him into a linebacker, and he won a Super Bowl. So I stopped a long time ago. I stopped trying to figure that out. I just accept it for what it is. But it's going to be a good game. I miss the Big East. I hate the way the conference realignment is, but maybe that's because I'm old. But I enjoy the show. I love the Surgeon General, Mr. Doc Walker. I was fortunate enough to move here. I immigrated from Pennsylvania. And I got to see you at your best on TV with the great Glenn Brenner. And always a listener, always a fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I missed the Big East. I got to cover Big East and Well, one thing about age is I teased Zion about doing Pitt games or doing Big East, West Virginia, and then ACC. I really love the conferences. They have a lot of pride within the conferences, and you really, once you get to go to each school and you're on campus, and I just love college football. And the same thing about talking to Denton Day, who's our college football guru now, and he's trying to get Coach Sheehan to go up to do a Virginia Tech game at Lane, and he's never felt Sandman live. Now, I don't know if you've done that yet, Max. I'm going to assume you have, since you're a maniac. But if you haven't, you have to promise me you get that off your bucket list.
Oh, it's on there. Season. It's absolutely on there. There's no question. I will be making a four-hour drive to Tulane Stadium at some point. I just need to figure out exactly when that will be.
Yeah, you got to go. But don't go. I mean, don't go as John Doe. You got to get Bish to hook you up.
Of course, you have to.
Yeah, you got to get the junkie. If you got to get the junkies to make that thing right, so you go in as a VIP. But it is one of the more unique venues in the country, and not everybody can say that. You know, everybody you like to hope that you have a hook, that you have something. Like West Virginia has that. I mean, the Muskets, the whole idea. That it's just, it's something very special about it. And you know, I'm always kidding, but I'm just kidding with him. But I do respect his skill set. But you notice how AWOD and Nel, they have a lot of lists that they have named after themselves, which I love. You know, the Nel Super Six Pack, and they have all these things, him and AWOD. And what I'd love them to do is put together a list of venues that overwhelm you, that just take your breath away. Now, I don't know if any pro deal, I mean, those of us that were alive and around when RFK was out of control, that's the closest pro venue, because pros are mature people, wine and cheesers. Dark crowd was like collegiate. It was ruckus. It was wild because they were together. They weren't in suites. You know, part of the reason why college, everything seems so different, is that they're not isolated. And the tailgating, where does tailgating originate from? Where does it really gain all this momentum from? College. The world's greatest cocktail party. All college. And so you could make, I mean, if you hit the lottery tomorrow or whatever, you could just say, man, let me just travel and hit the top five or six of these venues. And it would be great to put that together and tag along and go, let me just guide you to it. And I don't care how well you are off. These things are breathtaking. And you never, ever have any problem about what nationality you are, what religion you follow, the, you know, color of your hair. Those are things about it. So we'll get to that. We'll find time. Well, as a matter of fact, we'll run some of that by the professor, Lou Holder, who we're honored. He'll join us when we come back. 1242 in the nation's capital, and we promise you Dr. Lou Holder, and we are fortunate enough to be able to deliver here on a game day, and I know you are salivating that you're not working a college football game as a fanatic. How do you deal with it, and you're not in the midst of all this action?
Well, I mean, Rutgers was playing Howard the other day, so mm-hmm. I'm a fanatic. So I was torn because I love Howard. Howard is very special to me, but Rutgers is where I got my education. So, and we didn't have a football team when I was there. We were horrible. Nobody. But now, they're halfway relevant. But back in the day when I played, soccer at Rutgers. The men's football, the football team was not the draw there. So to have a football team and to have a school that has a football team, I've been listening to you before I got on. I'm now getting to experience what my friends that went to Penn State, my friends that went to other schools where their football team was always relevant. I'm now starting to experience that. So, and Maryland plays, Rutgers comes down to play Maryland this year, mm-hmm. and already friends are talking about, let's get together. We would never do that because it'd be like, well, why? why would we want to go see, you know, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights play football back in the day? But now, yeah, there's somewhat of an excitement there. So,
yes, socialization is the tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the everything leading up to it, during, and after.
Absolutely.
That unites communities is the way you talk about Rutgers with such reverence.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won. You have there's a championship teams are linked together forever.
Right.
That's why it's so, to me, sacred. Teams that are easy to forget about are the also-rans, the last-place teams. They basically are forgettable. It's like it's a waste of everybody's time. And to double down on it and be in dead last place back-to-back years or multiple years is an insult beyond comparison. And
right.
We know it because we've covered them. It's even worse to have covered them. At least the guys playing can make a king's ransom. So we
right.
get back to the point now we're always recovering, or we got a new staff, we got new management. So we kind of become the experts of this retooling. So
right.
since we got a lot of experience at this, this is the best I have felt. This is my 14th change since 1980.
Right.
And
well,
I now feel that I'm most comfortable now sitting back and not being a backseat driver, but simply accepting the process. Where are you at?
We're talking the professional, right? Okay.
Yeah, the Burgundy and Gold.
So Max brought up a name when I was listening to you guys before. Max brought up a name that brought me all the way back and will now address what you just said. Max brought up the name Patrick Ramsey. Doc, that was my first year covering the team. I've been covering the Burgundy and Gold for 22 years. My first year was Gingerbread Man in Carlisle, and Patrick Ramsey had the nerve to hold out. Remember that?
Yes.
That was Steve Spurrier's first year and Daryl Green's last year, right? Covering this team for 22 years, and this is the first time. This is the first time. In the 22 years that I have been covering the team, that the owner, the GM, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator have all been on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Max, this may sound strange.
The first
but he's
year,
telling the truth.
The first year, whether it was Spurrier, whether it's even Joe Jackson Gibbs.
Yeah.
You just.
And then there was all the other coaches out, and then Vinny Serrato, Allen. There's never been the, like you said, the excitement. I think for me and for people who have covered this team, mm-hmm. what they put out on the field is only half the excitement. The other half of the excitement is knowing I saw this graphic of all the draft picks that Adam Peters has stacked for next draft. Right? Things that people don't think about, like a farm system. I mean, the cupboard has been bare for a long time because it swing hard for the fences, but nobody in the Burgundy and Gold was swinging to the opposite field singles and trying to get men on base and stuff like that. It was always swing hard for the home run, and most of the times you would strike out. But the excitement for people who have covered the team like 22 years, the media, the fans who know, the fans who have never experienced what Doc Walker experienced just playing, is there's the competent front office who is now thinking and playing chess instead of checkers. And that's the fun part about it, that I'm not even – I mean, this year, if they do something, I'll be happy. But I'm more excited for what happens when they finally turn this whole roster over the way they want it. And now you see what happens. The depth that you see with San Francisco late in the last couple of years, all this stuff that they're thinking about for 25 and 26 and 27 – that's what should make people excited about this being the new beginning. You're finally having the culture change. You're finally seeing whether it's getting rid of a Jahan Dotson, whether it's getting rid of all of Ron Rivera's draft picks slowly but surely. You're starting to see this thing turn over, and all the times that you've heard the word culture change, it was connected to an owner that was the previous owner. Now, when you hear culture change and Doc and Max, the surrealness of going to the stadium on Sunday and having a candid conversation with the owner of the football team to a collective group of media, not just rights holders, but collective group of media members from the owner of the football team in Washington. We've been deprived of that for so long. It was surreal to actually sit there and listen to Josh Harris talk about a multitude of issues and know that this is going to now be the norm, that the owner is going to talk, the owner is going to share candidly. Man, it's just that is the exciting part about it for me, not just the X's and O's on the field. It's everything working together that this team can actually change a culture in more ways than one.
It can't be stated any better than Dr. Holder just laid it out. I likened it to once I realized what CarMax was all about, and by being able to give you a history report of the damage that was done to a vehicle that could be painted over by a good body shop. This program was that to me. Mm-hmm. And so now they break it down, and these guys took it down to the nubs and saw that it was far worse than ever could have thought of. They can't just put paint over this. You can't. You have to gut it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, and we have to be patient in that process.
Exactly.
It's like Rizzo. I mean, when you saw Cruz, when you see Wood, when you see the young guns that have come up recently now, and you watch the Curly W's get it done. And when they get pitching, and when they're running those bases, and when they don't hurt themselves defensively, you can see that the guy who orchestrated a world championship, he knows how to do it. He's done it before. And you know he can do it again. We had the blind leading the blind, and we bought into it, and they pacified us with promotions.
Yeah.
And we got off the course. The only promotion I'm interested in is the victory chant after the game.
Yeah.
And now you can sense, and whenever that takes, whenever that happens, trust the process. And Nene, Nell has come up with that, and I give him the credit for it. And it is so comforting. Grant and Danny had GM head coach on. It was a brilliant, about 22 minutes interview on 106.7 The Fan. Brilliantly done. No malarkey. Not being sold a bill of goods. Just basic, we have good people that they've attracted. And as a result, they're going to rebuild this roster. When I thought of you. And I think of you because I know you've been boots on the ground, and covering this is torturous when you know you're being BS'd and you out there seeing it done, and you can't pull the wool over guys who cover this thing on a regular basis. I got to switch gears on you and ask you if you got a chance to see the Fever in the Sky.
I actually did it. I actually did not get a chance to see the Fever. Yeah. Okay.
Because I
actually did.
You.
I saw the I saw the fever. I saw the fever and the Aces that 1 minute at the end of the game. But I've been so into now with the burgundy and gold, man. I haven't had a chance.
Well, how about the Open? Well, I figured you might be up at the Open because most of the celebrities are up at the U.S. Open.
Well, I mean, you feel it when you see Francis Tiafoe, and I mean, you could feel it all the way down here. So I just obviously you want him to do well, and now I'm actually rooting for Coco to make it back to the final for more ways than one. Taking my dad to the women's final, and just hoping that he gets a chance to see that as his gift on that day when we take him up there for the final. But Doc, you and Max also mentioned one thing that this has been a blessing. We talked about the back and forth and the years that I've had to cover the team. But one thing that has afforded me is a chance to go around the country covering the Burgundy and Gold. You talked about iconic venues. And let me tell you something. Before I got into the television business, obviously being in South Jersey and the Philadelphia area, Penn State and Happy Valley and that iconic football stadium was wow when I walked in there. But I'm telling you, in the years covering this team, going to the iconic venues like Arrowhead, mm-hmm. like this, I mean, I literally, Arrowhead and Seattle, those are the two places that I can honestly say that the actual ground shook.
12
and
man,
people
brother.
Were, it shook. It actually shook the playoff game, the two playoff games there that I covered, and then obviously Kansas City and some other iconic venues. But that would be the things that make you go, as far as the iconic venues, pro or college, most of them, to me, that I've experienced have been in the basketball arenas. But those professional football, man, that Arrowhead, that Arrowhead experience, the Seattle experience, the Orange Bowl in Miami, the old Orange Bowl. Those are some iconic venues. So you brought me back with that. I appreciate that because the people who have had a chance to be in those stadiums, man, it's nothing like it.
The travel is overrated. You're in coach. You're it's not fun. But being there and experiencing those ones that have earned that through the years with tradition, nothing like the Orange Bowl, man. I mean, it's just you think of the games and the history.
Lambeau.
Doctor, we appreciate, man, what you bring to the table as always. Enjoy the day. We're going to be chugging all the way along to 3:30, and we'll get it done again tomorrow. We just keep rolling and rolling for the Labor Day. And you know where we are, brother, and you always have a green light.
Always a pleasure. You and Max, have a good one.
You got it, brother. That is Dr. Lou Holder. His coach would say he's simply one of the best. All right, Matt, we'll take this to a break, and we'll get set to attack the top of the hour. And we just keep playing the hits. Skeletos on the ground. Donna Hopkins, we'll talk some Commanders when we get on the other side of the hour right here on Overtime, 106.7 The Fan. And Hoagie's got to dig themselves out a little bit. Still got a ton of time, only down 10-0. Keep hope alive. You can catch the Hokies on 99.1 today. Don't forget the Nats to be on 106.7 Fan following this broadcast and Terps on Team 980. Back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.